everyone, and Happy New Year! I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast.
Today's topic is going to be New Year's resolutions, if you didn't know already.
I know, so cliche, but we have to share.
Yes.
Also, I'm not sure if mine are New Year's resolutions now that we're talking about it. I think more like New Year's goals. But, you know, we don't need to be all technical about it, right?
Not really. I know, because to be fair, I'm not really, like, a New Year's resolutions person, just because I feel like you can always start new. But also, I don't want to set myself up for failure, because if I'm being honest, I'm not actually going to do anything, probably, so I already know that.
Don't worry, I'll hold her accountable.
She won't. Okay, first of all, this topic, it really brings up something for me. Because, I'm not sure if Amy will remember this, but a few years ago, before the pandemic, and I want to say right before the pandemic, because I gotta know if you still have the jars.
I do, it's in my
room. I'm so dead!
I should have bought them.
How long are you gonna keep them?
I just felt like until it was time to just, like, people, like, forgot about them, and then I would just, like, send it.
Okay, right? You're gonna send it to them.
Surprise.
Okay, because context.
Yeah, context needed.
We used to be a large friend group. Like, not super large, but like 7 girls or something like that. Who were high school.
It's just 7.
Oh, 7?
Yeah.
Exactly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 7. Friends-ish from, like, high school.
Yeah.
And so, I guess it had to have been 2019 then.
Yeah.
It was right before the pandemic.
That's right, you're right.
Okay.
2019.
We got together and we did a little Christmas party, and so we did jars where we wrote, like, New Year's resolutions or goals or whatever on a piece of paper, and then we put it in a jar. And Amy has kept them for 3 years.
Yeah. I didn't even give it back the year after.
Yeah, because things went down.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Just the pandemic.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Our friend group kind of broke apart.
There's only us left. We're just kidding.
I mean, for some people, yeah, but for Amy, she's actually friends with everyone still. So she would be able to give them back, which that means that we trusted our New Year's goals to the right person.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Because if anyone else held them,
they would be.
Some people wouldn't get them back. But luckily, everyone will be able to get them back.
Do you think I should give them back, like, now?
Yeah, potentially whenever you see people next.
Like, it's the time, like, 3 years is, like, enough.
Maybe 5 years.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know, because I don't really remember what I wrote. Do you remember?
No.
I, like, vaguely remember, because also, I do feel like in the past few years, I've grown.
You have grown.
Thank you. We've grown.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of you, too.
Yes!
I think, honestly, I don't really remember, but I feel like I would have done the, like, sort of mentality that I had when I was writing those goals. I think I accomplished it.
Yeah.
Not the goal itself, but I feel like the vibe was done.
Elaborate the vibe.
Well, because I remember, I remember when we were doing it, I was very much like, I don't want to do this.
I know. It was a very Amy thing to be like, guys, we're having a New Year's party, we should do New Year's goals and resolutions.
But I feel like when I was writing it down, it was basically like, I want to be able to, like, be less awkward and be able to, like, talk to some people. And those were, like, kind of the goals, I think, of where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have done that. Like, I've tried to get out of my little bubble.
Mm-hmm. In a way, I feel like sometimes the goals that I have each year, they, like, repeat themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes longer than a year to change something that's, like, rooted so deeply inside of you.
Yeah.
And so one of mine that has been probably for many years now is to try to be more present.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I have become more present over the years, but it's still something that I need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Some background about me is that, like, I always am moving, like, 100 miles an hour. Like, I feel like I'm, like, planning...
much a forward thinker. She has life plans.
Yes. In, like, every aspect of my life. And so a lot of the times, like, I can just get, like, so caught up on my to-do. I do make to-do lists for each day. And so I like, start thinking about those. And when I'm, like, with family or with friends, sometimes I find myself thinking, like, okay, I need to do this, this, and this, and then, right? And then it just takes away from the moment that I'm having with people. And I guess I also realize that life goes by really fast.
Mm-hmm. But slow.
Slow and fast.
And fast, yeah. Fast, right? In the moment, yes.
Yeah, fast in the moment. Yes. Yeah. And so I do want to be able to value the time with the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And really, like, enjoy that time.
But do you have, like, how are you going to do that?
I think it just takes, like, telling myself, like, mentally when I find, like, my brain kind of straying.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to push that aside.
Okay.
And be like, it's something that doesn't have to be dealt with, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah. I think that also has to do with, like, prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes, like, things pop up and I'm just like, this is important. I need to do it, like, right now. Mm-hmm. Or I need to start thinking about things, like, right now. Whereas in reality, it's not urgent at all.
Okay.
Right? And that just kind of takes away from it.
Yeah.
So that's some of the little things that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I do find myself sometimes, like, thinking and, like, not being present. But not right now, Haley.
Okay, I am so fully mad. Present. Glad to hear that. I was wondering.
Yes. Yeah, so that's one of my big ones.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So I think the first one that comes to mind is, like, skateboarding. I want to learn to skateboard. I think mine, and especially sort of in the recent years, that I've realized, like, you can do things that you might feel like you're too old to learn. And so I feel like sometimes my New Year's resolutions are things that I want to learn. Yeah. I think I was going through a phase where, like, I wanted to learn a new thing every month, or, like, at least try a new thing.
I like that.
Yeah. So I think probably at the top is skateboarding, just because I got a skateboard last year for Christmas.
What?
And I've only done it once.
Is it just skateboarding, or do you have, like, a running list of things that you're like, oh, I definitely want to try all these things?
I did have a list, and luckily, I feel like I've tried to learn something. So, the other ones were, like, I mean, I haven't actually done this one, so that would be another one. Is that, like, stretch? Like, I want to be able to do the splits.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would start to stretch every day, and then it dies off because I don't feel like doing it a lot of the time. So maybe I'll bring that one back.
Yeah.
Another one was, like, I wanted to learn Japanese, and I've been starting to do, like, Duolingo. For the past, first I was just doing Spanish, but I started doing Japanese, and it was, like, kind of hard at the beginning, but I think I'm, like, slowly, and I'm like, you know, you could take all the time in the world to learn something if you don't have to, like, you don't have to not do it. That didn't sound right, but just, like, I think a lot of it was that there are things that I want to be able to do, but, like, you have to give yourself time to learn it, mm-hmm. and I think I would just be like, oh, like, that's something that I wish. Because I did go to Japanese school a little bit when I was a kid, but I was, like, too antisocial, so I didn't want to keep doing it. I, like, begged my mom to pull me out. So sometimes I wish I stayed in it, because then I'd be like, oh, yeah, I would know Japanese more now. And so sometimes I would feel like, oh, I'm too old to learn. But it's like, you're never too old to learn, I think, is what I'm learning.
That's really cool. One of the things that I put for my goals was, like, to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
But then I actually crossed it out.
Oh.
I decided that this podcast is new for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I wanted to spend this year, like, really devoting my time to the podcast.
Let's go!
And so I didn't want to, like, do, like, all these things.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's, like, hard to, like, manage a lot of things, and I'd rather just put, like, all my energy in this, because I work better like that.
Yay!
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
I'm glad.
Wait, is that one of your New Year's? Uh-huh. Or no? It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's right here. What Grow the podcast. First I wrote try something new, but then I like crossed it and I was like, nah, I want to grow the podcast.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Yeah. Me too. Okay, that's my New Year's resolution too then.
Yeah. And I hope you listeners at home like our podcast so we can keep going.
Please help us achieve our New Year's resolutions. Yeah, because I feel like that's one of those things that, as much as this, like, probably won't grow, I'm fine with that. I just think it's, like, at least you did it, and we could always listen back, and I think that would be really fun. Yeah. Especially if we're not friends anymore, then I'll be like, oh, remember when.
That's so sad. Like
jars. but I just feel like a lot of times you're like, oh, it's, like, too late for me to start, but it's, you can start.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what everyone says, is that they're like, oh, I wish I tried it. It's mm-hmm. like, we're actually going to do it. And I like that.
I like that, too. Good job, Haley.
Good job, Iron Man. I know, I'm, like, so excited. Because I feel like I've been wanting to do something like this, but I'm like, oh, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, I'm glad we're doing it together. Mm-hmm. Good. Good friend.
Good friend. Good friend.
Yes, so that actually was one of my things. Stole it. Because you said try new things, and it kind of like...
Well, I also stole it, yeah, so it's back so to stole you. It back. Yeah, I'm throwing it back.
All right. My next one is reading. So...
Sorry, I just glanced at it, but okay, yeah. I feel like you have to tell
Don't
a story.
Don't look at my notes. So basically, let's just say that my story goes that I like books, but I went on a hiatus for reading for some time, and so I read this book called A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Classic.
Classic, and it got me back into reading. I'm like, wow, romance, fantasy romance, solid. And so, going into 2022, I was like, I should read a book a month. That sounds manageable. There was a little miscommunication at work. miscommunication tied in with, just me being me. And one thing led to another, and I was deciding, I made the decision to go to 50 books. Whoa, 12 to 50 books in 1 year? You would say, wow, that's
crazy.
Crazy, Amy.
Whoa, crazy.
Whoa, but diamonds are made under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Amy also works under pressure, so this year I'm proud to say in 2022 I have read 52 books.
Woo! Wait, counting seven husbands?
Yeah. Actually, no.
53. Oh. Woo!
Originally, I was going to say, like, for my 2023 goal, I was like, 75 books. But then, I was like, I should just set it at 50 because, like, consistency, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have, like, so many other goals. And I want to make sure I hit all of them, you know?
That's
true. They have to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, trying to grow the podcast and read, like, 75 books, like, that's, like, I want to, like, devote my time to, like...
I mean, they do go hand in hand.
But I also feel like, I don't want to. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, if you hit 75, you hit 75.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's what one of my goals... Also, Haley, separately, yes. I think, like, you read, like, so many more books than me. I'm, like, following you on Goodreads, and, like, dang, you finished, like, so many books within the time I just finished, like, one book. So, how do you do it?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
What?
I don't know.
Like, strategies, right? Because if I have this goal...
I mean, you hit it this year, so... But I do feel like you read more... I feel like we read differently.
Mm.
But, I mean, like, I also don't know, because I feel like we both hit slumps.
Yeah.
I tend to read a lot of books, and then I get bored. and I stop reading for a bit. So I feel like that's my strategy. Also, normally if I read a bad one, it makes me just want to try and read another good one. And it could also be that then I'm just, like, reading terrible books, and so I'm just mowing through and trying to find a good one.
But you told me that you don't, like, when a book is, like, bad, you don't finish it.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, no.
No. That has been a lot, like, before I was reading Seven Husbands.
Yeah.
Because we said we would read it, and we gave ourselves 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I read it, I finished it yesterday, because I started it the day before yesterday.
Incredible.
I was like, I gotta get it done. Because I had read, and read, I mean loosely, I've probably, the past weekend or whatever, I have started probably like 10 books. They are so bad. I don't know why all books, I feel like, and I don't know, I feel like sometimes they all hit you. I'm sorry, we're getting really off topic.
No, keep going.
And I don't know how to mark it. Because I don't really put them on Goodreads. There are some books that I will mark as do not, like, or did not finish on my Goodreads. And it's normally if I've made it, like, I guess close to the end. And I've tried to get through it. And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to. Like, I consciously am like, I'm not going to finish this one. I'll put it on my Goodreads as, like, did not finish. But there are so many books that I've, on my phone, on my Kindle or something. They are all at, like, the 75, 80%. That I'm, like, almost done, and I cannot make it through the past 20, and I don't know how to mark it, and that happens to me all the time.
How does that even work?
I cannot, because it's when they get to, like, the angsty part. You know, every book at, like, the 75% marker does that thing where they do, like, the conflict. And normally I hate it every time. And it's like, and it's normally like up to that, you get really bored because you know it's coming. You know exactly what's happening. And it really determines if they get through it quickly, then I'm like, okay, I can finish it. But if it like drags on, I'm like, I can't. So a lot of them are at like 80%.
And it's still going.
And it's still on my Kindle. And then I'll just download another book. Because I'm like, I don't want to finish that one, so I just start a new one, and then it just builds up that I have, like, 10 books on my Kindle that are, like, almost done. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, so they just sit there. And then I get in a slump, because then my Kindle is filled with no new books, because you can only have 20. And my dad and I split our Kindle account, so my dad has 10, and I have 10, and my 10 are just at 80%, and I can't. And then I'm like, okay, well, now I don't want to read, because now my Kindle's just filled with the books that I've started, and it's been so long that I can't remember the book anymore. And so I'm like, do I mark it as did not finish on Goodreads and then delete it off my Kindle? Like, no, I just keep it on my Kindle because I think one day I'll read it again. Do you have any advice?
What I would do?
Yes.
So.
Is finish it?
Yeah, honestly. But not like read it.
Oh, just like skim it?
I skim. Just to get it, like, off the shelf, you know, it's, like, out.
Yeah.
But in your case, if you don't want to skim it, I would just mark it on your Goodreads as did not finish. And then one day when you're scanning your do not finish list, you're like, I actually don't remember. This one sounds interesting again. And then you choose to, like, pick it back up. But just to clear your Kindle, you know?
I know. The thing is that I feel like a quitter, I guess. And I'm like, I don't want to be a quitter. Like, I don't want to say I didn't finish it. And I think I'll be like, oh. And I'm also, like, optimistic that I'm like, I will come back to it. But I think the thing is that, like, normally when I read, it's at night, right?
Yeah.
You read at night, too. You don't want to read something bad at night. Then you're like, because I think normally you read at night and then you finish and you're at, like, a good spot. Or, like, if you finish a good book and you're like, oh, that was good, I can go to sleep now. Whereas if you're, like, just trying to skim through a book to, like, finish it, you feel unsatisfied.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can't go to sleep. Now I gotta pull out another book. And guess what time it's gonna be, you know?
Yeah. I didn't think about it like that.
Because you ever, like, you finish a book that was unsatisfying and then you have to go to sleep?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, you just go on TikTok, right? And watch some TikToks.
That's right.
To make you feel satisfied. Yeah. And then you go to sleep.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right. That's exactly what I do. Also, when we last talked about, like, not finishing books, and you said if a book was bad, you wouldn't, like, finish. You just, like, stop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been taking your advice.
That's good. I'm so glad. How is that working,
like,
for you?
Because, like, I do feel like a quitter. quitting on the book.
Yeah, it's so hard.
But, and I think, like, in the moment, I feel, like, really bad about it. But then one day later, mm-hmm. I just forget about the book.
That is so true. That's a very good point.
It's the failure is momentary.
Yeah. Because then you totally forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is, like, I also just... So I have a lot of tabs open on my phone as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times I will just obviously do the same thing as my Kindle. And mm-hmm. I'll be reading it. And I go to sleep. And then the next morning I don't feel... Or the next day I don't feel like reading that again. So mm-hmm. I'll just open a new tab and do another book.
Yeah.
Right? And so then when I'm going through my tabs, because sometimes they get to be too much. Mm-hmm. And you're going through it and you're like, wait, what was this book? And you realize you're on page 75 out of 100. And you're mm-hmm. like, that was close. I almost did it. But then it's like if you just close the tab, you're like... I don't even know that book at all.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything. So I feel like I need to have a separate, as much as do not finish is a separate thing.
Maybe like almost finished.
Yeah. 75% finished. Yeah. And just do it that way.
Yeah. And you wouldn't feel as bad, you know? Like, did not finish is so like,
yeah,
you know,
right? Like period.
You didn't finish it,
you loser. That's true. So maybe I'll just do that.
Yeah, and that can be one of your goals.
To finish them?
No, to just put them in like the folder so they're not like, so you're not like cluttered and like stuck
because
your Kindle is full.
Side note, I recommend, but if anyone is listening to this and they like books, Scandalized is so good. It's so good. That book was so good.
Will I like it?
Yes. I don't think they'll have it at the library, though.
Spicy.
No, I just meant, like, I feel like it's newish.
Oh.
And, like, not super popular. I don't know if it's super popular.
By Ivy Owens?
Yeah. So good. And it was spicy.
I love myself a spicy book. It has a lot of 5-star reviews.
It was really good.
Ooh.
That one's on my Kindle.
Okay, I added it to my to-read list.
Okay. I feel like you add a lot of books to your to-read list.
Yeah, so then you know what to read next.
But I'm like so many. I'm like, dang, Amy's reading so much.
But they're not my reading list.
Yeah, but it is like your reading list. Because those are next.
Oh, you're right.
And I'm like, dang, she's really mowing through them. That's what I think when I get your Goodreads notifications.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, I gotta step up my game.
I just put them down because, like, where else do you put the books to remember to, like, check them out? In your head?
No, a separate tab.
Too many tabs.
It's too many tabs. And when it gets to be too many tabs, then I bookmark it. And then I never go back to my bookmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they go on my to-read list. It's organized for me.
Okay, but I never go through my to-read. Like, it's too...
much?
Yeah, like, in the sense that I have to be in... When I'm adding it to my to-read list is when I want to be reading it. If I put it on my to-read list to, like, come back to later, and then I come back to it, and I'm like, why did I put this on my to-read list? I don't really... Like, I don't feel it. It's only I feel it when I'm adding it to my list, so that's when I really gotta read it.
Interesting.
I've got issues. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why I'm
like
this.
If that works for you.
It doesn't, because I have too many tabs. I'm like trying to show you because we're like doing this on my computer, but I can't find my mouse. Oh, there it is. Okay. So... if I show you. So, like, right here is, like, my, oh, wait. It's here. It's the reading list. So, I have all of these.
Mm-hmm.
as, like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll read them. This is when, like, my tabs were getting too many, so I put it here. But that's not the only place that I have them, because I also have them here in this thing. And so these here, I have a lot of YouTube videos, too.
So for context, for people listening to this, Haley has opened her Chrome, and she's showing me her bookmarked tabs, and all the bookmarked tabs are bookmarks of Goodreads books.
And there's, okay.
All over, just a bunch of folders.
Yeah, just because it's like, I don't want to lose it, but then whenever I go back to these, I don't feel it.
I think also because, like, you can't, like, look at the book.
Well, no, I click on it.
Yeah, but, like, you have to click it.
Yeah. Glassheart Savage.
4.2 stars.
Yeah. I also hate the new Goodreads. I know I've told you that, but I hate it so much.
I only use the mobile version.
Oh, okay.
As I remember, you're a desktop girl.
I am a desktop girl. Because I'm back in the days when phones didn't have internet. And that's how I live my life, basically. Good times.
So, do you think that would be one of your goals? Figure out a system that works for you.
Well, technically I have. Because it used to be I would just keep them as tabs forever. And I would have a lot of tabs.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. So I do that. So I feel like that's how I have now sort of managed it. I don't really know the solution.
Well, I say keep doing it until you don't want to do it
anymore. And I guess, no, I'm sorry, I totally went off track, but don't not do it. I'm sorry. Okay. We're back at it. Yes, I will make that my New Year's resolutions just so that I can keep it in this podcast. My New Year's resolutions is that I will make a folder in my Goodreads for books that I have started to read and did not finish. But I will not call it did not finish. I will call it
75%.
Yeah, I'll call it 75%.
One.
There. Now I have finished my story on that. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is a safe space for you to feel like you can jump in and say whatever you want.
I'm like, I want people to comment and tell me if they're like me.
Yeah! Hashtag relatable!
Because I feel like a lot of people I talk to, because I feel like I've at least sort of taken you to my side a little bit in the sense that I've been like, yeah, you don't have to finish books if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But I feel like they have to finish them. Mm. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because a lot of books are not good.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we just suck it up. And I'm like, that sounds like torturing yourself.
Yeah, it was. And a waste of time.
A waste of time. Your time is valuable. And it you should is. Be doing things that you like.
Yes.
Yes.
Next thing on my New Year's goals.
Yes.
So, in February of 2021,
mm-hmm.
I started working out every day.
Yes!
And I lost, like, 20 pounds. And yes. It was great.
Woo! Woo!
But this year, basically, my office moved to another one where there is no gym.
Oh!
So, I went from doing cardio twice a week to doing no cardio throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
And working out 2 days less.
Okay.
Right? Because yeah. I go into the office on two of the days of yes. the week. And so I feel like that has affected my groove. I feel like a little mm-hmm. like lazier.
Yeah.
And I don't do cardio anymore. I just do weights.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my goals this year is to somehow tie in walking.
Okay, yes.
I heard walking is good for you. Like, yes. You don't have to, like, run.
Yes.
To be fit. So, I'm going to think about it before I set a goal. But okay. Maybe, like, a certain amount of steps a day. Something that's, okay. like, realistic. Yeah. But also, like, slightly pushing myself to get walking into my routine somehow.
Okay.
And that is one of my healthy goals.
Okay, that's a good one. It can't just be, like, you walk 2 days a week.
I feel like that's, like, like, walking during the days that, like,
I used to do cardio. Yeah. Or maybe, like, it could be a different
day. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like just going on a little walk is at least a good way to start it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I've started taking the stairs at work.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Are there lots of stairs?
No, we're only on the third floor.
Okay, yeah, same.
But I do breathe very hard since I've stopped doing cardio. So, like, by the time I'm, like, up there, I'm, like, like, wheezing.
Yeah.
And then, like, people want to say good morning to me, but I'm just, like, trying to breathe.
Yeah. You're like, give me a moment, please. Yeah.
I took the stairs.
They're like, wow, so proud of you.
Yes. So, I will probably do that. That's a good idea. Start small.
Yeah, and then you could put, like, a number on it after that if you're not, if you're feeling like, oh, yeah, I'm doing it consistently, then you could put a, like, more concrete goal.
Also, another thing that is probably just, like, a mental challenge, like, sometimes you just, like, put your own challenges, like, in your way to stop you from, like, actually achieving what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
My Apple Watch broke.
Oh.
So I was really, like, relying on, like, the little, like, circles that you get, like, good job!
Yeah.
So, I don't have that anymore. It broke, maybe, like, 3 months ago.
Okay.
So,
how'd you break it?
I think I got water on it.
Oh, that sucks. Well, Christmas.
My laptop also broke, so I got a new laptop.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so that's why I felt like, I couldn't get the Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got the laptop.
Do you have a Mac?
Yeah.
Did you have a Mac before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pricey.
Yeah, for Black Friday.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Was it a deal?
It was good timing, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, do you have, I guess, do you have any healthy fitness kind of goals? You mentioned stretching. That's kind of
cool. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Thank you. honestly, I feel like, I don't really do, like, ideally, yes. I bought a gym membership a few months ago.
I didn't know that.
Crunch? No, it was 24 hour.
Mm.
Because I thought, okay, because, like, I wanted it to be 24 hour because I thought I would go early in the morning or late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have that option. However, I have not gone early in the morning or late at night. And so I feel like normally I do, or at least not really a concrete thing, but like, oh, I want to do some exercise is sort of like my New Year goal.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like right now I just don't want to.
Hey, valid. Whenever you're ready, right? That's what it's all about.
That I feel like mine is more like kind of get my life together, which I feel like that's sort of a later step in that.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of like, okay, figuring out what my career goal is and like sort of like cleaning up my life in like a clean my room and like get rid of things that don't serve me anymore and like make sure to keep my bathroom clean and just sort of like keep those habits I think are more doable for me and then once I do that I can then move into like exercising more. My mom and I, we do walk our dogs. Yeah, like at least something. And so I can sort of like build on that and I feel like just like letting like other things go to like focus on exercising wouldn't be as like healthy for my mind because like I want a clean space and I'm not really that good at keeping it clean and so I'm like if I keep this clean then that'll be like standard and then I can move on to other things that are like outside of the home and so that's sort of where I'm at.
I like that. It totally makes sense to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I'm like I need to focus on like one thing. And I think that that's a better thing, because I think normally I would be like, oh, yeah, I want to exercise, and then I let it go in, like, other areas where my room starts to get really messy and my bathroom starts to get really messy, and I think that's, like, not good, because then I'm like, oh, now I don't want to get up and go to the gym, because I'm like, it's a mess.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah, you're pretty clean, so.
Well, actually, I'm kind of messy, but, that's just another thing. Yeah. My last goal is professional, and I decided it, like, last night, but it's kind of like, excuse me, are you reading my notes?
Okay, you're doing the last one, but it's hard to read upside down.
My last one, so I am in marketing, and so, yay! And so, last night, there was an email that went out, and it kind of shared how some of the individuals in our company had won, like, achievements for certain parts of their work.
Okay.
And I was like, I want that.
Oh, nice. Get it.
I was like, I want to be awarded for my work.
As you should.
And so I was looking into, like, marketing awards mm-hmm. in the nonprofit space.
Ooh, okay.
Fun fact, I am in the nonprofit space. And that's just one of my goals, to just be, like, really good at my job and be able to submit some work and see if I get any recognition for it.
Okay.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting recognition.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I love recognition.
Words of affirmation. So what do you have to submit?
So, like, for example, there are different, like, categories. Mm-hmm. So you can submit, like, oh, I ran, like, this social media campaign
okay.
from this time to this time. Or, like, I ran, like, these emails within these past, like, few months with, mm-hmm. like, a purpose, you mm-hmm. know? And so you would kind of, like, do a write-up on okay. what you did, why it was different, creative, innovative, mm-hmm. and what were the results.
Okay.
Ooh. And so that would usually be, like, what these kind of, like, awards would be, like, mm-hmm. based on for their applications.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah. So I guess, like, for me, like, I always want to do, like, a good job at work, right? But then kind of, like, taking it one step further where it's, like, I'm kind of, like, pushed to be creative because yeah. I want to be really good at my job where I have, like, recognition, you know, like, yeah. merit that I'm yeah. actually good.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I feel like that's something that's, like, really marketable.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really good yeah. to go.
So I think even though it may not be something that I achieved this year, it may mm-hmm. be one of my, like, ongoing mm-hmm. New Year's goals.
Yeah. Now I understand that 75 books would be a lot, because I feel yeah. like that one is, like, really hard yeah. and would take a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah. Now it makes sense.
they're all connecting.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, that one seems really hard, but I know you'll do it.
Oh, thank you.
You're
just
smart.
A matter of time. Yes. And that wraps up my 5 New Year's goals.
Yes. Very good.
Thank you. And so, did you have anything else to add to this wonderful podcast? Inspirational? Possibly inspiring our listeners to have their own set of goals this year?
I would like to say that it's okay to not have concrete goals. Some of us... Amy has a list. I do not. Mine is a mental sort of idea. But I think what mine comes down to, sum it up, is that I think I just want to work more on becoming a person that I'm proud of. That I feel like a lot of times I see people, like, I see Amy and I think, wow, she's really got her life together. Like, she's got her goals written down. She knows what she wants. She knows how she's going to get there. And I really admire that about her. And I've been like, oh, like, I can't do that. But I think I can, and anyone can. And it's like, if you see something in someone that you like and you wish you were like that, you can work to become like that. Like, it doesn't have to be right away or things like that, but you can have goals that you want for yourself that are, like, can get you there, can help you get there. And I feel like that's something that I'm starting to realize. And so that's more my New Year's resolution, is that I want to be someone who has their life a little bit more put together. Like, I have Amy over in my room, and I had to clean before she got here, and I was stressing out a little bit, and I would like to be someone whose room is just clean, that Amy could come here, I don't have to clean for 10 minutes before she gets here. Like, my goal.
I appreciate that you clean for me,
of
and I have
I do.
To. I accept you for all that you are.
Thank you. You wouldn't if you saw.
Well, echoing what you said, I do think that there are different, like people have, like, different ways of, like, achieving things, you know? Yeah. And different, like, strategies that they have for, like, achieving, like, what they want to achieve. And so even if you or anyone listening right now, like, lists don't do it for you, like, there are other ways, and as you learn more, like, about yourself, you find out, like, what motivates you and what works.
Yeah.
And I think in the end, that's all that matters, right? Like, really knowing yourself and what works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm proud of you, Haley.
I'm proud of you, too. We're killing it. And I hope everyone has a good New Year's.
Yeah. Cheers to 2023.
Cheers. Woo! Clink. Bye. See you next time.